If you don't want a job, this is the wrong place to come to. If you don't want a raise, this is the wrong place to come to. If you don't want increase, this is the wrong place to come to. Why? Because we pray for that. We pray that you receive unexpected income, income you weren't anticipating. And when we pray in faith, not doubting, but believing that those things we pray and ask and petition the Father for, that he will grant it. Anybody remember about a week and a half or so, Brother Tim Negrete's testimony? One job he got a 50% increase, another job he got 70% increase. And, you know, praise God. The adversary tries to mess with him, and then God gives him a big raise. You know, trying to mess with his transportation and stuff, and God gives him a raise. That, you know, it's that kind of thing that comes because we call it forth. We're of the stock like Abraham, who is, you know, our, if you will, he's not the heavenly father, but he's like the father of faith for the people of God. And so we are Abraham's seed if we are in Christ. And Abraham, God dealt with him in this manner. He calls those things that be not as though they are. That's what the Bible says about Abraham and his relationship with the Father. God who calleth those things that be not as though they are. In other words, God will call something that is not there, but he'll talk about it as if it is there because it's going to show up at its appointed time. Amen. And so when we're calling out jobs and raises and promotions, we're calling them forth. We don't have to see it. We don't even have to know the direction that it's coming from. We just have to know that it's coming because we call those things that be not as though they are in Jesus' mighty name. We call it into existence. You may be sick and dealing with pain in your body, but we call healing forth. We call what is not present and evident into existence, and we call it as if it is in existence because we know that it's going to come and it's going to manifest. Jesus taught us this when he says, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you receive it and you shall have it. He didn't say believe that you see it. He said believe that you receive it. Take possession of it. And so it's like, but there's nothing there. It's just the words that I spoke. Well, there's an answer to it that you grab hold of. And it's just as if the thing itself, it will manifest at the appointed time. Some things manifest immediately. Some things manifest gradually. It was a man who was blind, who Jesus had laid hands on to heal. And, you know, it's like, how's your sight? I see men like trees. Okay, go back. And then the man came back seeing. And so some things may come forth gradually. Some things, it may just take a while. Abraham had to wait 25 years before he had Isaac. And we know that they got impatient in their relationship because Ishmael came into the picture because Sarah gave some thoughts to Abraham, and Abraham ran with it, and they came up with an Ishmael, but that's not who God called them to be. He says, in Isaac shall the promise and the blessing be. So, we speak and call those things that don't appear, and we call it as if they do appear, because they will appear in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. So, with that being said, whatever you have need of, call it. Because when we're calling raises and bonuses and increase and all, and then we hear people saying, I got a raise, remember it was called out. I got a bonus, remember it was called out. Oh, I got a job, remember it was called out. Amen. And you just came into it. Praise God. Faith is that magnet that'll pull it in your direction. Glory. Because if you don't want it, somebody else will get it. Yeah. So we're here as a household of faith. We believe in what we preach. That's why we preach it. As the psalmist said, I believe, therefore I spoke. Paul said the same words. I say those same words too, because it's true. We believe, therefore we speak. So you believe, therefore you speak. Believe what? Whatever you have need of, your God is able to exceed that. So don't think that your need is too big to meet. Praise God. Hallelujah. I was about to say, I didn't know I was out there at Oakview Cemetery. I thought I was in a household of faith where the people of God who are alive to God are hearing and receiving. Cemetery's right across the way, I guess. Go get more response. Praise God. I'm just having fun with you right now, so don't take it personal. Amen. But here's one. I applied for this painting job a week ago, and the contractor emailed me today. So I called him, and he told me he looked me up upon social media. Point, I got to stop right there. It's why you got to be careful in what you put out on social media. It's not so much that you have something to hide, but sometimes in that desiring to be known or to express your opinion to many others that are out there, sometimes it can backfire on you. That one nurse in Sacramento making those comments about the situation and all, and it was a tragic situation. Don't know all of the details, but nevertheless, by her voicing her opinion on public social media, she got fired. Now, we don't need to judge. It's just that's how it is now. You can eliminate yourself from being able to get employed by what you put out there on social media. And some people get suggestive, and they start just putting some of anything and everything and just saying stuff out there. And they don't realize, you know, you got to get a job. This is why I cannot understand why they would legalize marijuana, because on the one hand, if a company requires you to get a physical before you start working for them, and you got that THC or whatever it is, THP or whatever it is, you got that in your system, they have every right to say, we're not hiring you because of this. Oh, but it's legal. Yeah, but we can't have no dope heads here working on computers and sensitive stuff like that. And we don't know whether you're going to get high before you come to the job, or whether you're going to get high at lunchtime or break time, or whether you're going to get high afterwards, but you got something in your system that tells us we can't hire you. It's a trap. You know, unless they're going to make companies, you know, you cannot deny them employment because it's now legal. You know, especially in working with machinery and stuff like that. You'd be tripping and lose a finger. Side trip won't cost you anything. Social media, if you're going to put something out there, do something that glorifies God. You know, that's like the measurement in everything that we do. That is like the, what do I want to say, qualification for what you will put out there. If I can't glorify God in what I'm saying, then I don't need to say it. I don't need to put it out there. And for some of us, we just don't mess with it at all, because it's just, you know, it becomes, everything that's intended for good ends up becoming a sewer because of the depravity of humanity. Anything that's meant for good, the sinful nature will corrupt it, and it becomes wicked and evil. So here in this instance, it was a good thing, and it paid dividends. He told me he looked me up upon social media, and many employers are doing that because they want to know who this person is they're going to be hiring. People do that in anything. You fill out an application to get credit, or fill out an application for some other thing. Or you call and, you know, you leave your name and all. They just look you up. Let's see what this person is like. We don't need nobody like that. So, in this case, He looked me up on social media to see who he was getting involved with to talk about working for his company. And it lists the name here. He saw that I am a man of God. So that was one of the reasons he got back to me. Isn't that something? Hallelujah. Ain't that something? Glory. You know, Brother Joshua's not here tonight. He's been on special assignment for some time now. And I'll be glad when that special assignment ends. I'm sure Sister Tracy would agree, and amen and amen. But, one of his friends who has a business approached him to ask him if there was any men, something like this, any men in his church that he knew who needed a job. And so he recommended one, and he hired him because he saw the change in Brother Joshua's life, and so he knew where he came from, and if he recommended somebody from this place, he'd probably get the caliber that he wants for his company. And the individual got the job and then got on the job and glorified Jesus in the sense that his work ethic, which he learned in the house, I'm not trying to brag or boast, but it is what it is. Praise God. Hallelujah. You know, the performance was like, I've been trying to get guys to clean this area up, and they haven't been able to get it done yet. I think I don't know how long was it, a week's time or something like that. It was like a day. One day he got the whole stuff cleaned up, and it spoke about him, Christ, and the place that he fellowships at. And so that's a good thing to know that people would be recruiting out of this house. Praise God. So be careful of what you put out there on social media if you're out there, because everybody's looking and everybody's watching. By that I mean this. Not that everybody may be necessarily watching your page and all, but people are looking, and if your name comes up, they will look to check you out to see what you're about. We did that, and when we were going for that property back there, as well as this company that we're dealing with, General Steel, they immediately went to our website to see what we were about. And when they did, they saw, and they, very interested. Praise God. So be careful of what you put out there. Amen. Not to be redundant. So, saw that he was a man of God, got back to him. He said, he will call me tomorrow to talk about when I can start next week. Praise God. Brother Kwame, did you tell him, how about Monday? Praise God. No, you want me to list this, what you got on here? Read this. It's okay. It's up to you. Start pay $15 an hour. And when he gets more experience, it'll be $20 an hour. $20 to $26. God's divine connection. And I'm like, oh, we need a painter. We need a painter around here. Yeah, we need a painter. Praise God. I mean, we've got people who can paint. I can paint. We need a painter. Yeah, somebody with those skills. Amen. Praise God. Yeah. So we congratulate you, Brother Kwame. We thank God in advance. Hallelujah. Praise be unto God. We rejoice with you in Jesus' name. These other two praise reports have to do with healing or God coming through. You know, there was another.
There's some announcements. Again, I can't see the clock. So.
Bear with me. It's not like you have to move it. Many of you probably have heard already, but there was a prayer request by Sister Tiana about her nephew. And the doctors had said he has a hole in his heart, but the test came back negative, to the glory of God. So thank you for your prayers and intercessions, and give God glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' mighty name. We thank you, Lord God. Is his name DeAndre? Was that his name? DeAndre, still his name. DeAndre Jerkins. We cover him in the blood, and we thank you, Father. Keep him walking in divine health and divine wholeness, Lord, all the days of his life. And may he glorify you in everything he does, in word and in deed. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Monday night, KLM and LTJ, we're having those movements. And afterwards, do we still have bread? If there's anyone who needs need of bread, or you know someone who has need of bread, I think we still have some down in the MP room, and there's plenty of it. And also, you know, there's some baby wipes. So some of you who just had babies, you know, I know the diaper's costly and the wipes are costly. And I believe we have some wipes down there. The diapers we have, they may be too big for them now. But, you know, hey, nobody would know. Praise God. Just wrap them up in the blanket. Hey, praise God. You got to have, anyways, they're back there at the MP room. So go back there and take a look. Otherwise, it just sits there on the shelf, and we get it to move it. You know, we want to get it out to the community, but sometimes even the community, like, we don't need no more bread. Y'all done brought us too much bread. We're tired of bread. They're like the children of Israel in the wilderness. You know, it's like, bring us some, we want some meat. Okay, all right, we bring you some. Praise God. Let me get back to this. Nikki came down. Sister Nicole, they were coming down to get some of the things. And I love Nikki. Nikki loves me. And so I just hugged him and found out that he was nauseated and stuff. What was he, throwing up and things? What was it? He wasn't eating. That's what it was. Thank you. He wasn't eating, so grabbed him, laid hands, and prayed over him. And Sister Nicole, what happened afterwards? Jesus. Jesus. Amen. Breakthrough. To God be the glory. Breakthrough for Nikki. That was boom. Just say, bada book, bada boom. Praise God. All right, now don't go home saying, that was pretty good. I got a bada book, bada boom. There's more to life than that. Glory, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Grace, grace to it. Nikki was having difficulties right here eating, but after you prayed over him on Monday, he was laughing and eating. That's the joy of the, that's the glory of God. Only God can do something like that. Amen. Brother Joseph, he's not here tonight, but I was talking to Brother Joseph Ford on Monday night, and he shared something with me. It was a blessing. I'm like, man, you need to fill out a prayer request card on that one just to encourage the saints that God is moving. And so his friend that he invites out, her name is Micah, and he shared with me, I think it was a Sunday after service. Well, service had ended, and I just started praying for healing. I don't think it was at that time I had anybody come up, but just praying for healing. And so she received healing, and what she was dealing with hasn't happened since, and she's been dealing with that for years. It was like a dizziness that would come over her, but she has not experienced it since that time. I'm like, praise God. Yeah. Yeah, she had a surgery years ago. and would have pain and get dizzy. And after, no more. She hasn't had it since. So we give God glory for that. Amen. And that leads into this. This past Sunday, same thing, praying, but this was altar call, because this was Resurrection Sunday, rededications and all. Well, Sister Liz, after service on Sunday, I took off my leg brace. I haven't put it on since Sunday. I've worn a leg brace since 1986. And remember, God manifested healing before, and she took it off, but then she put it back on. But God has healed her again, and just continue to walk in divine healing in Jesus' name. So, Master, we rejoice. We rejoice. You let your healing virtue flow. Let your healing virtue flow. 2 weeks ago, my mom was not feeling well, and the doctor said he believed she had a heart murmur and wanted to check her heart, veins, and arteries. Excuse me. She had all the tests done and saw him today. He said everything looked good. Her heart, veins, and arteries. No heart murmur. She's good. And we give glory to God in Jesus' mighty name. Father, thank you for your healing virtue and power. Thank you for touching the lives of your people. Thank you for divine intervention in the lives of your people. We will always give you the glory. We will always give you the praise. We will always magnify your name. We thank you for what you've done. We thank you for what you're doing. And we thank you for what you're about to do. For the multitudes that you're going to heal. For the multitudes that you're going to save. For the multitudes that you're going to deliver from the powers of this present darkness. Oh God, we give you glory. We give you glory and honor and praise. Father, let your healing flow, not only in this house when we come together, but even when we go out of this building and go out to our separate places or to work or to the marketplace or wherever we go, that your healing virtue will flow, that we, like streams in the desert, rivers in the desert, going into dry places, going into areas, Father, to release the kingdom of God, righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost, healing and victory, miracles, signs and wonders following and confirming the word of the Lord that we speak. We pray, Master, that the operation of the Holy Ghost, the gifts of the Holy Ghost, the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, faith, gifts of here. If you want to stand on your feet and stretch out your hands and say, Lord, do it, do it, do it. Be in agreement. Lord, do it, do it, do it. Let faith, Lord God, word of wisdom, word of knowledge, faith, gifts of healings, workings of miracles, prophecies, discerning of tongues, discerning of spirits, tongues and the interpretation of tongues, that the Holy Spirit will be free to flow through us to minister to those who are out there in dry places, in weary places, in darkness, Father, that you would use us as a light that shines in the darkness, that you would use us as a beacon and a warning light, that your word will be upon our lips, your word will be in our heart, and your word will come forth in power and demonstration of the Holy Ghost, and your word will not return to your void, but accomplish what you please and prosper in the thing that you send it to. Father, let the glory of God be revealed and be manifest in the earth. Father, honor your word, honor your word, honor your word, honor your name, Almighty God, in the name of Jesus, that those who are dead in trespasses and sins, the people who sit in darkness shall see a great light and will be drawn to the light and not run from the light, but will be drawn to Jesus. Jesus be fully formed in all of us. Jesus, have your way in all of us. Jesus, be perfected in all of us, that when people see us, they see you. When we lay hands, it's you laying hands. When we speak a word, it's you speaking a word. Lord God, when we stand, we're standing in you because you're holding us up. May we bring glory to your name. And may we grow with the increase that comes from you. May we experience multiplication like never before. That there be no hindrances, nothing obstructing us. Lord God, that this city may be one to you, that you'll use Threshing Floor Tabernacle in ways we never thought possible. Blow our minds, Father, in the name of Jesus, with your goodness and your power being manifest. We thank you for touching each and every one. We thank you for using each and every one, using us for your glory, from the youngest baby to the eldest adult. Oh God, be glorified in us all. We vow to give you glory, because we can do nothing in and of ourselves that pertains to the kingdom. We need you. We need your spirit. We need you, Holy Ghost. We need you. We desperately need you. We want to bear fruit, much fruit, that you may be glorified. In the name of Jesus. Everybody who agrees said amen. All right. Praise God. Has everyone given? Okay. They moved the light. Everything was cool until they moved it. Jesus, we worship you. Stretch forth your hands in faith. Jesus, we worship you in our giving. Worship the Father. Everyone that has given, we all give with a grateful and cheerful heart. We pray for those that have not anything monetarily to give, but they can give you thanks. They can thank you not only for the provisions that you made for them up to this point, but what you're about to do and what you're already doing and what you've already set in motion. Everybody say, he's setting things in motion. He's setting things in motion, and they're coming my way for the glory of God. Say, doxa is on the way in Jesus' name. So, Father, we thank you, and we release our faith as we give with a grateful and cheerful heart. Honor our faith, O Lord. Move upon this offering tonight. Bless it, multiply it, increase it, let it overflow. And for your sons and daughters, Lord God, that their barns are filled and their vats overflow with new wine for your glory and great name's sake, that you will prosper each and every son and daughter of God in this house, that they prosper and they are in health, even as their soul prospers, Lord God, that Father God, you are building them up and not tearing them down. You are blessing them and not cursing them. You are honoring their faith, Lord God, and you are standing with them, and you are with them everywhere they go, that you will be glorified in and through their lives. Father, grant increase, multiply. Oh, Father God, you've heard the prayers. You've heard the cry. You've heard the petitions of your sons and daughters. Grant unto them the desires of their heart as they are found to be pleasing in you, O Most High God. Command the blessing. We call forth jobs, raises, promotions. We call forth incentives. We call forth bonuses, Lord God. Delay is not denial, and that your sons and daughters will not be denied of the blessing and favor that you have for them. Nothing and no one can hold it back. Let it be released over this congregation. I speak prosperity. I speak peace. I speak joy. I speak love. I speak abundance in the name of Jesus. I speak abundance, 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 more than enough, more than enough, more than enough. I speak it over this assembly. I speak it over this assembly. I speak forth and call forth opportunities, Lord God. I call forth those businesses in the name of Jesus, that they will no longer be dormant, but they will rise and they will execute in this earth. They will be established, and they will be established upon biblical principles, and they will prosper and they will grow and they will increase with the increase that comes from you in the name of Jesus. And that you'll send businessmen and businesswomen our way. You'll send forth, Father God, the wealth. You'll send it. You'll send it. You'll send it in Jesus' mighty name. And those that have it, Father, you'll put favor in their hearts for us, and they will freely and graciously give it, because they know that they're giving into a good cause. They know that they're giving into a good work, and they know they shall receive a great harvest as a result of their sowing of seed in the name of Jesus. Oh God, that no one lives in poverty when they come into the kingdom, and when they come into this place, that their financial situation changes forever for the glory of God. That the righteous are never forsaken, and their seed, their offspring, is never found begging for bread. Oh, Master, we give you glory and honor and praise and thanks. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Receive the blessing. Receive the blessing. Oh, Sister Oliver, how you doing? Good. Can I share? Oh, amen. I didn't ask earlier, and I didn't want to put you on the spot. If you said no, I wouldn't feel bad or anything. Sister Oliver had cataract surgery today, one of her eyes, and she's here. She's here tonight. I was so blessed when I saw her. The prayer request came forth, and of course, immediately prayed. And to see her here tonight, and how you doing? I'm doing good. I'm like, praise God. These are troopers. Yes, Brother Oliver. And she could see. Woo-hoo! Jesus, we give you glory. Jesus, we give you glory. We bless your wonderful name. How awesome is our God. How great is our God. Come on, don't get tired of giving him glory and giving him honor and giving him praise. Not when he's doing things like this. Hallelujah. We bless your name, O Lord. Yeah. We magnify you, Jesus. You're good. You're God. You have done wondrous things. Father, I pray the power of your blessing upon the sons and daughters in this house. I pray for their households. that everyone in their house, every family member, will be saved and come into the knowledge of the truth, that none will be able to resist the wisdom, the anointing, and the power that comes forth through your servants in word, action, deed, that all of our family members will be saved and come into the knowledge of the truth, that none shall perish, and that in this house, every one of your sons and daughters lives under this umbrella of provision and blessing, that the Lord our God bless you and keep you and make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you and lift up his countenance on you and give you his peace, that the name of the Lord will be over you and your household, that he may bless you, that you may enjoy the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living, and above all else, you may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers, that the gates of hell shall not prevail against you. Though the enemy may come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall raise up a standard against him and drive him out with the blast of his nostrils. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that you are able to receive the abundance of everything the Father wants to bring your way, that it will not take you away from him, but it'll draw you even closer to him because you're experiencing the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. May the Lord watch over you and keep you in Jesus' mighty name. Everybody who agreed said amen. Amen. All right. We're going to release you tonight in Jesus' name. You have a wonderful evening. We look forward to seeing you this coming Saturday, Grinding for Souls, April the 7th, 10:30 a.m. Brother Kwame will be in touch with you to let you know what area you're going to go in and take possession of. Amen. Hallelujah.